What's happening, Joe?
A province maybe of some kind.
Right, exactly.
You know, Favre is almost going to become a verb. You know, think about it. You
He's
going to
Favre him?
Get
yeah,
Favre?
Yeah, sure. So.
When you become a verb, you've really, really hit the big time.
He got Favre by his team.
That's
you
the biggest load of Favre
you
I've
Joe
ever
Fisher.
Heard.
Coach Favre'd him. Better than a Munson.
Yeah, right. It's also better than getting tubbied, too.
That's right.
That's
exactly,
right.
Exactly.
All right, Joe. Well, freshman report over at Vanderbilt today as a training camp gets started for the Commodores, and Bobby Johnson's team will be on the field, what, later this week?
Yep, they'll go onto the field for the first time on Thursday. The freshmen all report today. Then the upperclassmen will report tomorrow, and then they'll all take the field for the first time on Thursday, probably in the late afternoon or early evening. And then just they'll go, you know, in shorts and helmets on the first couple of rounds until they sort of get acclimated, and then they can get into the pads. But really excited to see this freshman class come in. And, you know, there are a couple of guys I'm sure that are going to be looked at early on. And certainly one of them is going to be John Cole, the wide receiver from Somerset, Kentucky, that set all kinds of state records up there in receiving yards, had over 5,000 in his career, 69 career touchdowns. And he's a guy, given the situation with the loss of Earl Bennett and the injury to Alex Washington, you know, that's a guy that actually might find himself with an opportunity to get in the lineup maybe a little earlier than he would have anticipated. So that's going to be certainly one of the guys that they'll be watching during the fall camp.
What are some other things to look for, or maybe other things going on in West End?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is, first off the field, Reggie Garrett has been hired as the new director of marketing for Vanderbilt Athletics. He comes to us from the University of Virginia, was in that same position, also had time at Houston and St. Louis, former captain of the Seton Hall basketball team in his playing days, so we certainly welcome him. He replaces Eric Nichols, who has taken a similar post at the University of South Carolina. So we look forward to having him on board. But, you know, it's just one of those things we're right at this point. Also, I think we should mention Ross Neltner and Alex Gordon have both signed contracts to play professional basketball together in Basra, Turkey. And so they will both be going over there soon and keeping their professional career going or getting it going. And so we certainly wish them the best.
Isn't
and that's
where
Chris
Lofton's
playing,
yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, so that's – and, you know, those leagues, some of those leagues, some of them are pretty good. I mean, I think the guys who do their research realize that some of those international leagues are actually pretty well financed. You can make good money. Don't have to pay many expenses at all. A lot of the clubs will pick up almost everything.
Ask former Vandy coach Pete Garnett, though. The players smoke on the bench.
What are you going to do? but they'll be going over there, and I'm looking forward to keeping up with them. Of course, several guys have played over there. Dan Cage playing over there as well. So it's a good contingent.
Box out. You got a light?
Box out.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.